This from a lengthy conversation with my colleague, Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, senior fellow, a classicist. The question turns on a personality that was global before the pandemic, and it will be back. It's called the Davos Man, traveling to Switzerland once a year to rub elbows with other very well-to-do, very powerful people, talking about global governance, about the elite ruling. Once upon a time, that was understood as the Roman elite. Now it's Davos Man. I ask Victor, what is Davos Man? He very carefully puts it in context of where we are now in recovery from the pandemic and a world that is very carefully coming apart. Two wars, possibly a third war. Here's Davos Man, Victor Davis Hanson.
These are people who feel that they're singular in their own particular countries. And they're usually captains of industry, billionaires, members of governments, celebrities, actors. They all feel that their own particular country, and they're mostly, to be frank, in Europe and in the United States and North America, and to a lesser extent in Japan, etc. And they feel that because they have been so blessed, they have this singular wisdom that the way the world should be run, and the world is not being run that way on issues as diverse as, you know, climate change, abortion, taxation, size of government, because they're not listened to. And they're not listened to because they're shackled by democratic system. So they want to get together and create a super body that would transcend national law. And you can see it with the EU as the first step, that the EU has done that with the sovereignty of individual European countries. But they have even said, you know, we have to have a national tax law that a country like Ireland doesn't lower capital gains to draw in capital at the expense of other countries that could tax and use that money more wisely for climate change, etc. So they want to undermine the idea of sovereignty and borders and make one world government, utopianism. But anointed people would run it, and they would not, John, be subject to the ramifications of their own ideologies. We saw with John Kerry when questioned about the use of a private jet to go to Davos, and he basically said, I have to be able to spew carbon out the tailpipe of my private jet because I'm working on a cosmic level to stop that.
Much more of Victor Davis Hanson later in the show. Thank you.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.